I've been saying your name for a long time, and if I've been wrong, I want you to tell me straight up, and I'll apologize for years and years of mispronunciation. I've been saying Nakuntula Negunyama.
Yes.
When you came in, you were very gracious and said, my name is...
My name is Tula.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I think of you in my head as a viola player. I know you're a violinist too, and that's been your primary, right, for a long time?
Well, I do both. Viola is what I'm known for, but I love playing violin too because there's such fabulous repertoire for the violin as well.
Right.
And I have access to wonderful instruments, so the instrument just kind of calls me and I play.
There are players who grew up here, Stephen Tenenbaum, who left here, went on to a great career, and now you come here with your great career, and I'm assuming are gone a lot.
Yeah, there are demands with performing artists that you have to be away. It's difficult to have the kind of career where you're playing all the time in Phoenix. This summer, I spent 2 weeks in China, and I brought my children. And I was teaching at the Beijing Central Conservatory, which is the top conservatory in the country. And then I was both teaching and playing at an international festival at the Xi'an Conservatory, where they actually appointed me a visiting professor. And then on the East Coast, there was a world premiere of a duet that I wrote for violin and viola called Above the West. So that world premiere was done in Xi'an, and the U.S. premiere was done actually in New York a week later, on the Barge Music Series under the Brooklyn Bridge. And then here we are back to school time, and my kids are back in school, and here I am starting the program again at Biltmore Prep, the strings program. And then I start traveling again in September a little bit more after the Red Rocks Festival.
The Red Rocks Festival, you'll be playing here in the Valley and at the Red Rocks.
Yes, we're playing with a wonderful young clarinetist, Nicola Giurizza. And so he's actually going to be dominating a lot of the programming this summer. So I get to play with him and with the Phoenix Symphony's wonderful concertmaster, Stephen Merkel, whom I hope has been a guest here in the studio. He's fabulous.
Many times.
And David Ehrlich, who is the artistic director of the Red Rocks Music Festival, another wonderful violinist and always a pleasure to work with. Jan Semis and Thomas Landschut are going to be the cellists. And so we'll be doing, although there's only one cello in the Brahms quintet. It would be great to hear that with two cellos, actually. but then after the Brahms, we'll be doing the Prokofiev Hebrew Melodies, Overture on Hebrew Melodies, and the Webern Clarinet Quintet, some klezmer music that I think David Ehrlich arranged. And then I'll be doing the Bruch, three of the eight Bruch pieces for viola, piano, and clarinet. So it's some very nice programming.
So thanks for this, Nakuntula Negunyama, and the shortened version of your name, too. Make it a little easier on everybody.
You're very welcome, and I hope that everyone will come out to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Red Rocks Music Festival.